This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
I have experienced this in my own life. The adhkar is a mechanism that protects you from that entire world. Multiple experiences I have had my own life where my adhkar have protected me. One of the simple stories, not that difficult. I had a very difficult ruqya session, and I went home and I did adhkar on myself before going to sleep. And in the middle of the night, you know, there's this state that you're not asleep and you're not awake. That's typically when the jinn's going to come. You kind of wake up, but you're not awake. Okay? I could see a dark figure coming. I'm half asleep, half awake. I'm neither awake, neither asleep. You think you're asleep, but you're not. You think you're awake, you're not. It's that time. You see the dark figure coming, and I see it walking in my room clearly, even though it is pitch black, but I know it's there. I'm not seeing with my eyes, I'm seeing with my brain. And I see it, and it stops, and I know it stopped because there is a barrier because of my ruqya on myself, because I did the adhkar. You know when you go to sleep?
Yes.
You blow yourself, right? I never in my life, no matter how tired I am, no matter what's happened, no matter what state I'm in, I never go to sleep without doing ruqya, because I have been attacked multiple times in my life with these entities. And I have seen when I do ruqya, there is a wall. And I remember that night clearly that I did ruqya in the daytime. I think even that was the same incident that happened in front of you that time. That I did ruqya that time and I went to sleep and I did the adhkar and I blew over myself. And I remember vividly that entity coming straight towards me, and then it stops. And I knew it stopped because it didn't have the power to come and harm me, because I had recited Ikhlas and Qul Huwallahu Ahad and Falaq al-Nas, and had recited Ayat al-Kursi and the last two verses of Baqarah, and I had blown over myself. So it was a barrier between me and that entity. So point of action, always do your adhkar, and always before you go to sleep, blow on yourself so that inshaAllah ta'ala it's a barrier.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَتَأْبَى فِي الْهَوَى قُرْبِي فَتُبْ مِمَّا جَنَيْتَ عَسَى تَعُودُ إِلَى رِضَى